The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reishayin Aleph Seif Hay tells us that the Ner Chanukah Menichah Petach HaSamuch L'Shut HaRabim, that really the place where one should place the Ner Chanukah is outside the front door, that, and in actual fact it should be that B'Tefach HaSamuch L'Chutz, and only B'Shat HaSakana She'inu Rashay L'Kayim HaMitzvah, it's only in situations of danger where one's not able or not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah in its proper way, then Menichah Shulchanor, then one can light the Chanukah candles on the table inside. But really the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is supposed to be that it should be placed outside the house because of the additional mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the miracle. So a question which has concerned many of the poskim, both the Rishonim and the Achronim, is why is it that by and large the minhag is that we don't light outside. In Eretz Yisrael some people do have the minhag to light outside, but certainly in Chutz La'aretz the overwhelming minhag is to light indoors, and even in Eretz Yisrael many people light indoors, but it's not shat ha-sakana, it's not particularly dangerous to light outside, particularly if a person lives in a Jewish area. So why do we not follow the Dina Digmara and the Dina Shulchan Aruch and light outside? So the Ritva explains that Shat HaSakana doesn't necessarily mean that one's life is in danger, but there can be other types of Sakana as well. That there can be a sakana that you're going to be harmed. Perhaps a person will throw stones at your house or kick your door or something like that. And even though your life's not in danger, it's still regarded as a sakana if this happens. That's also, he suggests, that there's a sakana of geneva, that we're not worried that you'll be harmed, but your chanukiah will be harmed. You have a nice silver Chanukiah to be mahadeh the mitzvah, and you leave it outside for half an hour in the dark, chances are when you come to look for it afterwards, it will have gone walkies. So therefore, that's shat ha-sakana, and therefore one can light indoors. But there are other answers as well. And Rav Asher Weiss in Sefer Minchat Asher, he says that there are other reasons to justify the custom to light indoors. He says, first of all, that the minhag or the mitzvah to light outside is a function of Pirsumei Nisa. And that really applies only to a person who doesn't have any family members or members of his household to gather around when he lights the Ner Chanukah indoors. Person who lives by themselves, then they have to light outside because they need to be mekayim the mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa. However, a person who's got family members or lodgers or something like that, they can light indoors and they're still being mekayim the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. He also suggests that the reason why many people light indoors is because they're concerned about the chashash of the Tosfot and the comments of the Rama. If a person lights outdoors, the Chanukiah is supposed to be placed b'tefach hasamuch lepetach, within a tefach of the front door. If you've got several members of the family who are lighting, so then you're going to have a whole jumble of menorahs by the front door, and you're not going to be able to tell how many lights are burning. And then you've got the problem with the Tosfot. You know, if there's 20 lights burning, is it 5 people on the fourth night, or 4 people on the fifth night, or 10 people on the second night, or 2 people on the tenth night, whatever it is. You need to have the Chanukiot spread around. So seeing as you can't do that if you're lighting the Tefach HaSamuch L'Chutz, therefore the Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, where everybody lights their own lights, and also corresponding to the number of the days of the festival, so therefore the Ner Chanukah has to be lit indoors. So that's the first halakha I wanted to share. The second halakha is in the same siman, Taf Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Zayin, where the Mechaber says, based on number of Rishonim, that Beveit HaKneset Madlikin Mevarachin, that even though the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishuveto, it's a mitzvah that is fulfilled at home, in the place where a person lives. Nevertheless, the minhag is that we light Ner Chanukah in shul, and we even say a bracha, because there's also a function of Pirsumei Nisa there. Discussion in the Rishonim, why exactly we light in shul. Some Rishonim suggest it's because of the Orchim, who don't have anywhere else to live, and they're sleeping in the shul, so they're yotzei with the Ner Chanukah there. Others suggest that nowadays that we light indoors, this of course goes a little bit against what Rav Osher Weiss said in the previous halakha, but we light indoors, so we're not properly mekayim the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, so at least in the Beit HaKnesset, we're mekayim the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. But the question asked by a number of the Achronim is, how can the Beit Yosef Paskin that we say a bracha on the minhag of lighting the Ner Chanukah in shul, bearing in mind what's not mekayim the mitzvah, therefore it's only a minhag, but nevertheless, the Mechaber says we say a bracha. However, in Hilchot Rosh Chodesh, the Mechaber Paskins, but on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say a bracha on Hallel, like the Rambam rules, because it's only a minhag. That's the Gemara Masechet Tanit, indicates that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh isn't a din, but it's a minhag. And there are chilukei deot as to whether or not one says a bracha. So how can it be that Mechaber Paskins in one case that you do say a bracha on a minhag, and in another case he Paskins that you don't say a bracha on a minhag? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach answers that we need to make a distinction between different types of minhagim. There's some types of minhagim which are an extension of the essential halacha. The essential halacha on Chanukah is you light the Ner Chanukah at home. The minhag is to extend that and to light also in the Beit HaKnesset. Therefore, one can say a bracha. However, on Rosh Chodesh, there's no din whatsoever of saying Hallel under any circumstances. And therefore, the minhag to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh isn't an extension of an existing halacha, but it's a new minhag. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, one doesn't, according to the Mechaber, one wouldn't say a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. That's in Tafresh Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph. That's the Mechaber tells us that Kol Hashmanim V'Hanerot Kishirim L'Ner Chanukah. You can use any type of oil, any type of wick for the Ner Chanukah. That's even types of oil and types of wicks which don't burn so well or give off a bad smell, which would not be acceptable for the Ner Shel Shabbat. You can use on Chanukah. The Rama adds that Mihu Shemin Zayit Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. It's certainly the best way of doing the mitzvah is to use olive oil. And the Rama says, the minhag is, where we are, to generally light with candles, wax candles. So of course, nowadays, many, many people light with Shemen Zayit, which perhaps that wasn't easily available. That's in the times of the Rama where he lived. The Mishnah Brura in Shar HaTzion Sif Katan Dalad quotes the Maharal of Prague, who says that, no, Davka, you do have to use Shemen Zayit for this mitzvah to commemorate exactly the way that the Nais was experienced in the time of the Chashmonaim. That's there's a discussion in the Achronim Poskis Manenu as to whether or not one is allowed to use electric lights for Ner Chanukah. Almost all of the Poskim say that that's not acceptable, and they give various reasons why not. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Sefer Mikrae Kodesh, he says the reason is because in actual fact you don't have a light here, you don't have Eish here, all you've got is something which is causing illumination. That's but the definition of a Ner is something which is actually being burned up, rather than something which is just being heated and glowing. If it was just something which needs to glow, then Nechara one could use a glowworm or something like that. Obviously, that's not acceptable for the Ner Shel Chanukah. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says exactly the same is true with electricity in classic old-fashioned light bulbs. All you've got is you've got a piece of metal which is being heated, so it gets very hot and it glows, but it's not really burning, and therefore one can't fulfil the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah with an electric menorah. That's in the same siman, in the same Se'if Tafresh Ayin Gimel Se'if Aleph, We're also told that it's asur l'shtamish lo ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to get any benefit from the ner Chanukah. You can't sit there and read your newspaper or even learn your sefer from the light of the ner Chanukah. And in the Rishonim, there are three reasons why not. The first reason is because it's hutzah l'mitzvato, meaning that this ner and this shemen has been designated for the purpose of a mitzvah, and therefore, seeing as it's designated for the purpose of a mitzvah, it can't be used for something which is chol. That's very similar to the din of the ner beit hakneset. Also, you can't use for a purpose which is chol. The second explanation in the Rishonim is that there's bizui mitzvah, that these neirot have been lit for the sake of the mitzvah, that's to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them. And if you're also cooking dinner by the light of the candles or toasting your marshmallows on them, that's not an appropriate way to treat the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the third explanation in the Rishonim is the consideration of Kedusha Zeichel HaMikdash, that in the Beit HaMikdash you certainly weren't allowed to get any benefit from the light of the menorah, because that was Hekdesh. So the Ner Chanukah is also supposed to remind us in some way and commemorate the light of the menorah, and therefore one doesn't get benefit from it. Rav Soloveitchik, in Sefer Harare Ketem, that he adds that according to Shitat Rashi, Masechet Shabbat, the reason why you mustn't get benefit from the Ner Chanukah is so that it's clear that these Neirot are set there for the purpose of doing the mitzvah. That's otherwise it wouldn't be clear if you're toasting your marshmallows or reading your newspaper by the light of the Ner Chanukah. Wouldn't be at all clear that this is a Ner Chanukah rather than a Ner Shel Chol, and therefore one's not allowed to get benefit from it. And Rav Soloveitchik says we learn from this that the requirement of the shamash, an additional light, that applies even if one's not been planning on using the additional light. In terms of the purpose of the shamash, it's not just so that you've got something to use if you need to read something. It's also to show that, yeah, my shamash is my ner shel chol, and the other lights which have been lit are for the purpose of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. That's the in Seif Dalet of Tafresh Ayin Gimel, that's the very end of the Siman, the Mechaber tells us that Ein Choshishin Liptilot Lahaklifam Ad Shetichle, you don't need to replace the wicks every night of the festival, but you can use the same wicks in your menorah for several nights. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting other Achronim, says that in actual fact, that it's better to reuse the wicks because they'll light better once they've already been used. I'm not sure that's necessarily true with the type of wicks that we use nowadays. Generally speaking, the wicks that we use, there's no problem in lighting them. That's in actual fact, the Meiri says that there is a hiddur to exchange the wicks, use new wicks every night of the festival to, again, to recreate the experience of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, that's not only did the oil have to be filled up every evening before the menorah was lit, but new wicks had to be put in. And the Kolbor says that one should put in new wicks every night of the festival because the miracle was renewed every night over the course of the festival, and therefore to demonstrate and reflect the hitchadshut of the miracle, one should use new wicks each night. The sixth halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tashreish Ayin Vav, again, all this is based on Gemara's and Masechet Shabbat, that we say two brachot before we light the Ner Chanukah. And of course, on the first night, we say three brachot. Our two brachot are lahadik ner, either Ner Chanukah or Ner Shel Chanukah, or even according to some texts, Ner Shela Chanukah, but the bracha on the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and also the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. So there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim, particularly about the nature of the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. Is it Birkat HaMitzvah or Birkat HaShvach? It's rare that we have more than one bracha on one mitzvah. That's, and some Achronim suggest the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim is on the mitzvah of Pisumei Nisa rather than on the mitzvah of lighting the Ner. That's in any event, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Morot Tzia, he says it's an actual fact, the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Chanukah isn't just a bracha on the mitzvah of lighting the Ner Chanukah, but it's part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. It's not like all other brachot on doing a mitzvah. Why? Because similar to what we said about the Isser of not getting benefit from the Ner Chanukah. We light lights every night of the year, or at least they used to. That's every night a person would come home and light an oil lamp. That's so they could see in their house. On Chanukah, they're lighting it for the mitzvah of Chanukah. How do we make clear that it's for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah rather than it's just another Ner that's being lit in the house as is always done? So we've got a number of things. You put it in a different place, we're told, and we don't benefit from its light. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says also, by saying a bracha over it, that demonstrates this is l'shem mitzvah rather than a ner shel chol. That's Rav Shi Pesach Frank makes an observation in Mikrai Kodesh with regard to the bracha of She'asah Nisim, and he says that the bracha of She'asah Nisim is neither birkat hashvach nor it's a birkat hamitzvah, but it's actually a mitzvah in its own right. Because what is the mitzvah of Chanukah about? The mitzvah of Chanukah is about giving shevach v'hoda'ah. One of the ways that one gives shevach v'hoda'ah is not just by saying halel, not just by saying al hanisim in the tefillah and in birkat hamazon, but it's by saying the bracha of She'asah Nisim. She'asah Nisim is a kiyum in its own right. We say it in the context of the Ner Chanukah. But it's not a bracha on the Ner Chanukah. It's a kiyum in its own right of the thanksgiving of the occasion. A seventh halacha comes towards the end of Hilchot Chanukah, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us Kol Shmonat Yemei Chanukah. This is Tafresh Pei Gimel. If Aleph that Kol Shmonat Yemei Chanukah, throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, Gomrim Et HaHalel, we say full Halel. The Gemara in Masechet Arachin tells us that's one of the 18 or 21 days, the 8 days of Chanukah, part of the 18 or 21 days that we say full Halel. The Mishnah Brura there makes reference to the question of Halel in a Shiva house. He's not Machriah there, but he discusses it again elsewhere as well. That's, and also says that the Avel sitting Shiva, if a person sitting Shiva during Chanukah, they certainly don't say Halel. That's, however, not all the Achronim agree with that conclusion. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Chelek Gimel of Tshuvot V'Hanagot, he says it's an actual fact. There's no reason why an Avel should be patur from the mitzvah of Halel. Mitzvah of Halel is part and parcel of the observance of Chanukah, and therefore an Avel, just like he has to light near Chanukah, he also has to say Halel. So what is the essential machloket between the Mishnah Brura and Rav Moshe Sternbach on this point? I think we can say that according to the Mishnah Brura, it's not so much that the Avel is patur from saying Halel, it's just that Halel demands that it's said in a state of simcha, and Avel isn't in a state of simcha, and therefore it's not that he's exempt from saying Halel, it's just he can't say Halel. There's a tension between the distress and the bechi that he should be experiencing whilst he's sitting shiva and the simcha that's required for the recitation of Halel. And therefore, it just can't be done. It's not that he's patur, it can't be done. It's like a person with no arms can't be mekayem the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad. So likewise, a person who's in aveilut during shiva can't be mekayem the mitzvah of Halel. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach holds that the mitzvah of Halel isn't particularly a din of simcha, but it's a din of hodah, of giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even a person who's in aveilut can give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. So we know that in Birkat HaMazon we say Al Hanisim or V'Al Hanisim throughout Chanukah. That's the Shulchan Aruch Nisim Reish Chet, if you'd bet, tells us that in general when one says the Bracha of Mein Shalosh and after Bracha La Michya, that's Mazkirinet Mein HaMo'ora. If it's Shabbat or Yom Tov, we make a reference to the sanctity of the day. That only applies on Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. Avalo B'Chanukah Purim, there's no insertion that one makes for this on Chanukah and Purim. That's The Maharam, the Eliyahu Araba says in the name of the Maharam in Rutenberg, what's the reason for this, that there's no Me'in Hamora in Birkat Me'in Shalosh? And he says because Al Hanisim has to always be inserted into a Brachav Hoda'ah. That's why in the Amidah it goes into the Brachav Modim, thanksgiving, and in the Birkat HaMazon it goes into the Brachav Nodelecha. We're always giving thanks to Hashem. However, the Birkat Me'in Shalosh doesn't have a specific bracha of Hoda'ah, and therefore there's no context for Va'al Hanisim to be recited. That's Rav Soloveitchik in Sefer HaRei Kedem. He says that what's the nature of Al Hanisim? The nature of Al Hanisim is that we extend the brachot that we're saying, and we include extra thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that have been done. And that just won't work with Birkat Me'in Shalosh, because Birkat Me'in Shalosh is not an extension by definition, it's contraction. You've got the three brachot of Birkat HaMazon, and you contract it into one brachot. So the whole essence of Birkat Me'in Shalosh is to reduce what we're saying. The whole essence of Al Hanisim is to expand what we're saying, and therefore the two can't go together. That's in the Haggadah of the Beit HaLevi that says that, makes a further observation as far as this is concerned, and makes the point that everything that we say in Birkat Me'in Shalosh reflects a bracha of Birkat HaMazon. That's its Me'in Shalosh. It corresponds to the three brachot of Birkat HaMazon, which are D'oraita. In which case, how is it that we say Me'in HaMa'ora on Shabbat and Yom Tov? So he explains, because even in Birkat HaMazon, there's sometimes a bracha, a special bracha for Shabbat and Yom Tov. If you miss out Ritzei Uyale V'Yavo, and you remember before you finish the third bracha, V'nei Yushalayim, but you haven't started the fourth bracha, so then there's a compensatory bracha that one recites. And therefore, seeing as there can be a bracha for Shabbat and Yom Tov, one can recite that or make mention of Shabbat or Yom Tov in Birkat Me'in Shalosh. However, with Chanukah, if one misses out Al Hanisim in Chanukah from Birkat HaMazon, then you just go on, you finish Birkat HaMazon, there's no compensatory bracha that's recited instead. And therefore, there's nothing for this Me'in HaMa'ora to correspond to in Birkat Me'in Shalosh. And therefore, one doesn't say any reference to Chanukah or indeed Purim in Birkat Me'in Shalosh. Chanukah Sameach.